This is Gambia News. I'm Trip Krause. In the Southeast Alaska community of Cake, high energy costs have spurred growing interest in renewable energy. While installing solar panels has allowed some people and organizations to cut their energy bills, as KCAW's Ari Snyder reports, the impact on the local grid is more complicated.
Like many isolated towns, Cake gets power from diesel generators, and it's not cheap. Don Jackson, executive director of the Organized Village of Cake, says high energy costs affect all aspects of the community's day-to-day life.
We're so used to having one light bulb on. We're so used to having a wood stove. We're so used to having colder houses because the stoves are on low. And that's how we raise our children, and that's how our children are raising our grandchildren.
But even this deeply ingrained emphasis on energy efficiency isn't always enough to keep the bills down.
And the more that we try to conserve, the higher the electrical rates will be going up. And this past year, we had two or three electrical rate hikes.
After you factor in state credits through the Power Cost Equalization Program, the residential rate comes in at around 30 cents per kilowatt hour. That's well above the statewide average and close to three times the national average. Gary Williams, a former OVK executive director, says high energy costs are a burden on businesses as well. The commercial electric rate is about twice the residential rate once you factor in power cost equalization.
Energy has been a critical issue over here as far as a roadblock to development. I mean, it's one of the things that probably was the main factor in why the cold storage ceased operations.
In 2012, OVK received federal funding to install solar panels to defray its energy costs. Williams estimates the panels have saved thousands of dollars over the years. Southeast Alaska isn't exactly known as a sunshine destination, but if you're going to put up solar panels in the rainforest, Cake is one of the best places to do so. Clay Good is with the Renewable Energy Alaska Project.
They have really good exposure to the sun, particularly, spring through fall. They have just this huge arc of sunlight across their horizon, and more so than a lot of Southeast communities.
Good works with towns around the region on a variety of renewable energy and energy efficiency projects. He says Cake's favorable location has generated more local interest in solar. The challenge, though, is linking solar energy to the grid. Cake buys its energy from the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, or IPEC, which supplies electricity to five small Southeast communities. IPEC CEO Jody Mitchell says the company, like many residents, wants to cut rates and boost renewable energy production, but reaching that shared objective is more complicated. The recent uptick in solar energy has actually made electricity more expensive because it means IPEC is selling less electricity overall.
And so if we're selling less and less power, guess what happens to our rates? They have to go up to cover our costs. Because we basically run IPEC as like a break-even entity, but no company can lose money for years and years and then be sustainable.
Mitchell is quick to add that IPEC is very much in favor of investing in low-carbon energy and reducing electric rates for its customers, but they prefer grid-wide projects over individually owned systems. And they've got a big one in the works, the Gunnick Creek Hydroelectric Project, which Mitchell says will supply at least half of Cake's electrical demand.
And in fact, there will be times in Cake that we'll be able to be diesels off when loads are low and there's high rain events.
The project is expected to come online in the spring. But one hydro project is not likely to fully outshine emerging solar power in Cake. OVK plans to conduct a pair of studies this year to assess the viability of both residential and large-scale projects, opening Cake to even more daylight in the future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.
For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.